Muswellbrook Gold Cup is on today. Trevor Taylor is the general manager. He joins us. You must be very busy at the moment, mate.
Oh, Andrew, we're just putting together all the small pieces and that, and with the wet conditions, that doesn't help. But we're getting there. I've got a good team, and you know we've got some great staff here, and we're going to make it happen.
The question everybody wants to know this morning, is it definitely going to be going ahead this afternoon?
At this stage, we've had no rain. We're a soft seven. We've had 43 mils in the last 7 days. You know, the weather forecast is actually looking better. So once we basically put a horse on the course, my gut feeling is, yes, it'll be a bit soft, but we will race.
There's a lot to do down today. Of course, you've got the fashions in the field. So much for everybody to enjoy for their public holiday this afternoon.
Yeah, the fashions, they've just put up the big marquee. And, you know, we've got over $3,000 in prizes, huge amount of various fashion shows. And the fashion judging will start after the fourth race, which will be around about 3:05, and yeah, lots of categories. So please have a look at our website, and we've got, you know, the ladies' racewear, and we've got the gents' racewear, Mr. Casual racewear, and fashionable race guys. So there's lots of various categories.
Oh, it's going to be an absolute heap of fun this afternoon. Now we need to get down to the nitty gritty. I need some tips from you. Race number 5, the Country Magic Class 3 Showcase, worth $50,000. Who do you like?
Well, I'm going to go for number 2, Impactful. You know, it's displayed some real great determination. It won its last race on the 13th of March over 1,600 metres. This is the third start back from a spell. It's got jockey Aaron Bullock in the saddle and its trainer Cody Morgan, who's really a good trainer. And, you know, I think the TAB Country Magic race 5 over 1,450, it should be right up there.
All right, number 2, Impactful. Race number 6 is the Showcase Skeletar Sprint, worth $75,000. Who's your tip?
Well, this one I'm going to go for Saturn's Ribbons. It's a 3-year-old filly. It raced and won its trial at Randwick, also on soft going at 1,050 metres. And, you know, I personally believe this filly, she's got really good speed. 1,000 metres she loves, and you've got Christian Reith, the jockey, and, you know, Snowden's a very good trainer, so, you know, I would think this one will be right up there, and I'm hoping that it'll cross the line first.
Obviously, Saturn's Ribbons, that's coming out of the number 13 alley, and of course, the big race today is race 7, right on 5 p.m, the Royal Muswellbrook Gold Cup, worth $150,000. Who's going to win it, Trevor?
Well, that's a good question. It's a very open race. So I'm going to give your listeners 2 horses to choose from. I'm going to go first of all with number 11, Aita, and you've got jockey Ben Locker in and trainer Bjorn Baker.
Yes.
It finished 3rd out of 10 runners at Warwick Farm in heavy going, also over 1,600 metres, and it's going now to 1,500 metres. I think that horse has got a very good chance. You know, the distance it loves, and I think at this stage, you know, it's got a winning chance. The next one that I do like is also number 8, Welsh Legend. It's a 6-year-old brown mare. It's got Chris Waller as the trainer and the jockey Jean van Overmey. Finished 4th of 8 in a trial at Warwick Farm, also over 1,175, but it has raced at Randwick over 2,000 metres, so you know, basically, the 1,500 is going to be no problem. It should be nice and fresh. And I think this Welsh Legend's also got a very good chance.
All right. And I'm going to throw in one for our trifecta. I like the number 2, Bobbing. It came in 4th at the Country Championship Wildcard at Scone just recently. And the turn was at about 11th or 12th position. And it managed to race home for 4th. I think it might be able to do some damage here as well. So keep an eye on 11, 8 and 2 in the big race this afternoon at 5 o'clock at Muswellbrook Race Club. Trevor Taylor, I know you're going to have a fantastic day, but thank you very much for joining us this morning amongst all of the things that you've got to look after today.
No, pleasure, Andrew. We're looking forward. You know, this is a community race day, so please, all the listeners that are out there, come and have an enjoyable day. And, you know, let's get together again. We've got out of our COVID area and come and have a really enjoyable day. We've put a lot of entertainment together, big fashion show, and we're hoping to have a good community cup race day.